a deacon of fair and just distribution of food. He was also an evangelist. I wonder if he could have been one of the people that Jesus sent out to speak about the kingdom. First he sent out the 12, but later he sent out 70. Anyway, he got to Samaria and he found it easy to proclaim the Messiah. And people wanted to hear what he had to say. There weren't any distractions of television and the media then, were there? He was driving out demons too and healing people. And there was great joy in the city. But then, nowadays, are people really interested in getting to know Jesus? Do they want to get to know Jesus? Or don't they? Then Philip had a message from God, told him to travel south to the wilderness road between Jerusalem and Gaza. He went. He was obedient to God. He didn't know what God intended him to do, but he went. Are we always obedient when we don't know what the next step will be? Do we give ourselves the time and space to spend time with God, to pray, to read our Bibles, so that we know what God wants us to do next? We may not have an angel of the Lord to tell us to do something, or indeed an angel of the Lord to tell us not to do it. But I'm sure many of us have had that conviction that we should ring someone we know or do something that we hadn't thought of, only to find that the call or the action was important to the person concerned. Only yesterday, I picked up the phone to ring Hazel, as it happened, and the phone rang and it was her ringing me, which seemed a bit of a coincidence. But then I rang another friend whom I hadn't spoken to for a couple of months. She picked up the phone. She said, "I knew it was going to be you." Sometimes these God incidences happen, don't they? So Philip finds himself on that wilderness road to Gaza and sees a chariot. The man in it is black. He's an Ethiopian, he's a eunuch, and he's obviously very wealthy. A senior official, as it turns out, for the Queen Candace. It's quite brave of Philip. For him to approach that chariot might seem very unlikely. But he gets another guide. The Holy Spirit guides him to do it. He doesn't know what he's there for. He doesn't know that the eunuch has traveled over 500 miles to Jerusalem to worship God. He doesn't know that the eunuch is seeking to know more about God. As a black man who is a eunuch, this wealthy man probably doubts that this God he is learning about cares about him. After all, the Jews are rather precious about being the chosen people. He could well be thinking of himself as a second-class citizen in that context. And at that very moment, Philip, no doubt wondering what he would do or say when he got to that chariot, hears that the Ethiopian is reading out loud from the book of Isaiah. He overhears the familiar words and dares to ask what the Ethiopian is reading about. And the eunuch is only too pleased to invite Philip to join him, to explain Isaiah's prophecy. Who is it that Isaiah is speaking about? Who was it that was led like a sheep to the slaughter, who was deprived of justice, whose life was taken from the earth? And Philip is able to explain that Isaiah is speaking of Jesus, the Messiah, and to tell him what has happened, that Jesus, the Son of God, was slaughtered for us, but he had risen from the dead, he had conquered death, he was alive. Philip followed the guidance which led him to a person who needed to hear the good news, a person that he did not know and would not have expected to speak to, and in an unexpected place. A person who was already asking questions and wanting to understand more about God. And this can happen for us too, but we need to be listening to God so that we know when we're in the right place, at the right time, for the right person. We need to seize the opportunities we encounter, but we need to get to where people are in their thinking and feelings, and not to make assumptions. And that may not be very obvious to us, even when people are close friends or family. Our opportunities may not be with a stranger in the wilderness. They may be much closer to home. The people we meet regularly, at work, in the gym, in the walking group, in the doctor's surgery, in the course we attend. It's they who will see how we behave and who we are. We can pray that they will see Christ in us as we continue on our own journey with God. And sharing our story with others is something that I think everyone enjoys. And it may be in hearing the story of our journey with Jesus that we may help us people to know more and help us to know where they are coming from. So how does Philip talk about Jesus? He uses scripture, which gives us an authoritative truth, the truth we need in order to be saved and to grow spiritually and to make good judgments about what is right and wrong. For Philip and the eunuch, scripture was sufficient to save, to nurture, to guide. That doesn't mean that God can't speak to us in other ways. He may speak to us through nature, through our consciences, through prophecy, through wisdom. But the scriptures are sufficient in the sense that they give the only authoritative rule for completing and assessing those other kinds of revelation. If you find it difficult to spend time with God and the Bible, 10 minutes each day with the Pray As You Go website might help. Speak to Hazel or me afterwards. The eunuch wanted to testify to what he'd learned about Jesus. He asked, "Is there anything to stop me being baptized?" He wanted to affirm his faith and the transformation in his life. We can't know for sure what happened to him afterwards, but in the second century, Irenaeus wrote that the Ethiopian eunuch became a missionary among his own people. We may not know what our words to somebody have meant to them or what impact it's had on their lives, but we can trust God. We may not be instructed to go to somewhere, to speak to someone. We may not believe that we are called to be evangelists, but we are all called to be witnesses who can tell our story of what the risen Jesus has done for us. As I said, we may not know what the outcomes of our talking Jesus are. We may never know how the seed God helped us to plant would grow. As Paul says, "I planted, but Apollos watered." Any conversion or transformation that happens belongs to God, not to us. But we do need to take up the opportunities which are presented to us obediently and bravely, as Philip did, without making too many assumptions, and with confidence in God, in the Bible, and in our own experience. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help us to share what we know of Jesus and to talk about him openly and with confidence as our friend and Savior. In his name we ask it. Amen.
Let's stand.